from Mexico City Council. He is Councilman Steve Haig. And good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Glad to have you in here bright and early here this morning. Mexico City Council in session last night. A few items on the agenda. As a matter of fact, one of those was an update on public safety from Chief Bryce Mesko. This is something we've kind of been discussing on KXEO for a little while. As I understand it, Chief Mesko had given kind of an update on some improvements coming to Highway 54 that he's been talking to MoDOT about a little bit. Kind of give us a little bit of an update as to what Chief Mesko said last night.
Yeah, I think just the listeners, you know, every year all the departments give us kind of a rundown of, you know, what they have done in the past, what they're maybe shooting for in the future, and you know, how many officers we have, so on and so forth. And this year, he brought forward, they had, I don't know if he called a Highway 54 bypass coalition or whatever, but they sat down with MoDOT and some other thinkers and started putting their brains together about how to improve the safety of that. I don't know what he said. I think that stretch of road is, I don't know, 2 miles, 3 miles long. And I can't get the date right. I think he said 2012. Before 2012, I think within that that 5 to 10 year period, there were one or two deaths. And since 2012, there's been a death every year. So they're trying to figure out a way to make it safer. And most of those have been just crossing the center line. Pretty much what they've figured out with that. And so they've kind of pushed for, they think the best solution is rumble strip down the middle of it. What people need to understand is that MoDOT controls that, you know, the care of it, so on and so forth. And I think MoDOT has kind of agreed to that. Now it's the MoDOT setting down, seeing what funding they need for it, what needs to happen. But hopefully here in the near future, we can get that done. MoDOT sees the importance of it and the safety of drivers there. And, you know, because we don't like to see people lose their lives on highways, especially near our town.
Right. At least discussions are underway with MoDOT and maybe going to make some progress there. We'll keep our eye on that spot, if you will. You know, another thing that was discussed last night was a sidewalk project, and that's over by Crown Lennon, as I understand it.
Yeah. You know, presented to some of the businesses was kind of a partnership with the City of Mexico of improving the sidewalks, and Crown Lennon business does all the bidding, looking into it, what needs to happen. And so they get the bid, the final number, and then we will reimburse them a certain amount of money. I think they're right at about $31,000 for the total project, and then Mexico is going to reimburse right around $13,000 for it. So it'll be the sidewalk on Promenade and I believe Washington, so that surrounds the whole building. So that'll be good. You know, a couple of those sidewalks are not in real good shape, and so we'd like to have a place for our constituents to walk and go from there. So hopefully that'll get done soon and you know, help that part of Mexico.
Was there any indication as to when they might start that project?
I'm not sure. I wasn't seeing what when they would get going on that. And probably some of that was a little bit of us making sure the council was aware of it and voting on it, make sure we, you know, push through our part of it, and then you know, hopefully we'll see that happening soon.
All right. Anything else going on within the City of Mexico? How are things going for you? Any big projects on the horizon?
Well, if you go over to the Aquatic Center, the slide's going up. That was really pushed by people when we put in the Aquatic Center. We had already we laid the foundation, so when they build the Aquatic Center, they laid all the foundation for this slide, hoping in the future we would have it. So about, I don't know, it was last summer we approved the building of it. For some reason, it's a little better to do it the summer before, I guess, to deal with storage or something. And so it's going up now, and you know, we're looking for volunteers, maybe in the media, to take the first slide down it. You know, maybe a live report as you go through the slide. But that would be a great addition to the Aquatic Center, and I think the Aquatic Center has been well received by the community. And you know, I think that first summer, you know, we're turning people away by the capacity numbers. So, you know, I think this will help even more.
You know, viewership goes down when I take my shirt off, and maybe we'll do some snow sliding tomorrow night.
Yes, there you go.
I understand it. I certainly appreciate you coming in and taking a little time with us and updating us on the latest Mexico City Council meeting.
Well, I appreciate you having me.